this Lord's Day comes to us from the Gospel lesson today from Mark chapter 4, and particularly these verses. And he awoke and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear. Great mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we gather here today, on the day when our world, or at least our country, celebrates Father's Day, it doesn't seem quite right that we would talk today about fear. After all, fathers are traditionally thought of as those who, if anything, are almost too fearless in certain situations. And so perhaps our Bible that we are reading today gives us a little help by not mentioning fear right from the get-go. In fact, in the Bible I'm reading, our story for today has a heading. And in that heading, it simply says, "Jesus calms a storm." No doubt the fact that on that day, when those disciples were in the boat and Jesus indeed calmed the storm, that was no doubt the thing that caught the attention of the disciples. We are told that in fact Jesus' ability to calm the storm was what took the disciples and placed them into a frame of mind where they could more rightly think about who exactly this Jesus they were following was. And no doubt as we read the story again today, Jesus' calming of that storm is the most miraculous and the most spectacular point of the story as well. And yet today, on this day where maybe we shouldn't be talking about fear it seems, I would argue that instead this story is really not about Jesus calming the storm as much as it is about the disciples' fear. I suppose the title, "Filled with Fear," wouldn't be as pleasant as "Jesus Calms a Storm." But indeed, it seems to me that this whole text is about the disciples' fear which arose out of the lack of their faith. Yes, as we listen to Jesus' word, he makes rather clear that this event was all about the lack of trust shown by those disciples who should have known better. It was about how little their faith was. It was about the fear that had seized them. In fact, as I read this story several times this week, I couldn't help but notice that it really seems like in this story, the only reason Jesus calmed the storm is so that he has a little more peaceful environment in which to rebuke the disciples. It's almost as if he made things more calm so that they might just be able to focus on what he was saying. Well, no doubt that day there was a literal storm on the Sea of Galilee. The waves were really crashing into the boat. The water was truly rising inside. And yes, Jesus was really laying there asleep in the stern of the boat. When awoken, Jesus spoke, and the waters were calm. And then after that, Jesus really rebuked the disciples. While this was a literal storm that day, it was a literal storm sort of filled with metaphorical meaning. Oh, no doubt, actually in the boat that day, the disciples were most concerned about the water that was crawling up their calf. But later on, they had to catch the miraculous and wonderful significance of everything that occurred. You see, the sea was in Jesus' day one of the most terrifying symbols of chaos in the world. And there, right in the midst of the sea, lay Jesus, the one called Prince of Peace. Yes, the Prince of Peace was right there in the boat with them. And yet those disciples were still filled with fear. They believed they were being destroyed, and they believed that Jesus did not care, since he lay actionless there asleep on the stern. And yet when he was awakened, he did calm that sea with just a word. And then in that calm and peace, he rebuked the disciples for their lack of faith, for their abundance of fear. Jesus did not tell the disciples that day that they should calm down because the storm was now gone. No, you see, Jesus seems to have truly been disappointed in their lack of faith during the storm, not after it. He was concerned with what happened before he spoke his powerful word to those waves. You see, those disciples should have, even in the midst of the storm, been filled with faith. But instead, they were filled with fear. Jesus, the one whom they should have known by now was much more than an ordinary man, was right there in the boat with them. And yet, they were filled with fear. Many people have described the situation of our world that you and I live in today as a perfect storm. Chaos reigns in Iran as evil and powerful men seek to maintain their power by any means necessary. North Korea threatens to fire missiles which one day could carry nuclear warheads. In Mexico, the National Army is fighting the drug lords, and the drug lords seem to be winning. Add to that the fact that the world economy is shaking. China issues reports saying they are fearful about the amount of debt they own. European countries are just trying to stay afloat. And as we know, the American economy is right now questionable at best. And the bad news is that that kind of economic news does not only impact top economists and world leaders. It comes right down into our lives. 401ks and IRAs have in many cases shrunk in half, worse than others. Jobs once thought almost absolutely secure now seem not quite so secure. Saving accounts are falling as costs are rising. It's not just money that is causing fear in the people's hearts. Oh, there are loved ones being diagnosed with disease. There are other people who are enduring the end of relationships. Still others are just lonely and anxious. Let me ask you this day, do you feel the water crawling up your legs? Well, whatever the waves are that are crashing in your life right now, God asks us today to consider another question. He asks us to consider whether in the midst of that storm, our hearts are filled with faith or with fear. No doubt our hearts should be filled with faith. Because whatever our situations are, Jesus is right there in the boat with us, so to speak. Yes, all of us that are God's children have the promise that Jesus is right there in the midst of the storm with us. He came to abide with us first when we were believing and had been baptized, for many of us very early on in life. He is with us through his Spirit each day, who dwells richly in us. He is with us through his word. He's with us each time our sins are forgiven in Jesus' name. He is with us every trip we make to the altar to receive the Lord's body and blood. He is with us as we offer up our prayers and our praises. And you and I know these things to be true. We know that Jesus is with us. And while we know those things are as true as the fact that Jesus was in the boat that day on the Sea of Galilee, doesn't it sometimes seem like Jesus is sleeping? Well, we know he's present. It sure seems he's sleeping, not doing much other than perhaps taking a nap. You know what I mean, don't you? Those times when you're afraid and yet nothing immediately changes. The waves only seem to grow and the water only seems to rise. What are we to do then? What are we to do when our lives are rocking back and forth in the perfect storm all around us? And yet it seems to our eyes like Jesus is simply sleeping, doing nothing to help. No doubt all of us have been at that place in our minds and our hearts at some point, or at least will be there at another point in our life. And for most of us, those times will come more than once. So it is good to know what we are to do in those situations. What we're to do when the storms are wild and Jesus' activity seems very little. Jesus tells us today what he told the disciples, that in those times, while Jesus is still sleeping, you and I are to be filled with faith. No, we're not just to be filled with faith once Jesus wakes up, so to speak, and makes everything all right. But we are called to be filled with faith right in the midst of the storm. Yes, you and I as God's children are to be the ones right now out in our world that is very afraid, confessing that Jesus is with us and that that is sufficient even while the storm rages. I have a feeling today if Jesus were still in the world in the way that he was back in the disciples' day, he might be very disappointed at how fearful all of his children have become in the face of all the troubles of our world. He might be very disillusioned how a story on television or an article read in the paper or online can shake us so very quickly, can cause us easily to tremble. So Jesus this day has gathered us into this place of peace and calm. He has taken away the storms and he has brought us here in order that he might look directly into our hearts and no doubt ask many of us, why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? Yes, it is as if he asks, do you really think that I will let you perish? Have you not heard that everyone that believes in me will not perish, but has everlasting life? Do you not know that I am bigger than your financial troubles? Do you not know that I am more powerful than all the rogue dictators in the world? Do you not know that I will be here long after your personal problems are gone? This day, as we are gathered in this place of peace and calm, we must do what the disciples did that day. Our faith must be strengthened this day as we gather here, and as we ponder perhaps today more deeply than we ever have before, exactly who this Jesus is that we are following. We must ponder this day that he controls the very things that the world sees as uncontrollable. In Jesus' day, it was the sea that he made calm. In our day, he exerts his power over finances, over rogue nations, over other problems each of us endured. Indeed, this Jesus that we follow is much more than just a man. Much more than a man who is simply sleeping in the same boat as us. He is God Almighty. He He is the one who controls all things on this earth. And may the knowledge then that this Jesus, with all of that might, is also our Savior, comfort us. May we be reminded today that this one with all of this might is our Savior who cared enough for us to live for us, to die for us, to rise for us, and to send His Spirit to us. With that knowledge, we are able, more than able, to leave this place no longer filled with fear, but filled with faith. For you must leave here today, knowing that Jesus is with you, and that that is more than sufficient for the storm. Yes, leave here today, by God's grace and through His Holy Spirit, filled with faith. Because that is the gift He wishes to give to you this day. For as you well know, the storms of your life may be hiding just as you exit the door today. But know this, even if the storms are that close and attack you as soon as you leave this place, you need not fear. Have faith. For even if the storms are there, you will not perish. For you have eternal life in Jesus. So leave this day filled with faith. For Jesus is with you. Amen.